Glory to God. I thank you, Lord. Thank God for He giving us the opportunity that we can come before His presence with worship. And that's what I wanted to talk to us tonight about, talking about God worship. People worshiping a whole lot of things, and they come to church saying that they worship the Lord. And this, I'm talking church-wide, worldwide, and they have everything on their mind but true worship. But tonight, I want to take this opportunity as the Lord has laid it on my heart about God worship. Actually, just a couple days ago when I was in early morning prayer, and my eyes happened to fall on a book that I hadn't, that I usually write in and put down journal notes and so forth, and it said, God worship. And I says, Lord, this is what you want me to talk about tonight. And so therefore, as obeying the Lord, I says, God, this is it. Now, I wrote this probably a few years ago, but God worship. That's what we're going to talk about. So our base scripture is coming from St. John, the 4th chapter, the 24th verse. And it says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We are the ones that worship God, the ones that are called by his name. We are to worship him in spirit and in truth. See, the God kind of worship must be true worship. That means worship directly from your heart and it directly to God's heart. That means there's no gimmicks in true worship. There's no schemes or pretending. You can't fake it till you make it. There is no such thing as that when it comes to true worship, God worship. God worship, it involves pureness, a realness. It requires a clean heart, a clean vessel to worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, God sees the motives and he sees the intents of our heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God sees the heart. Amen, somebody. So what is worshiping him in spirit and in truth? True worship, it is the Holy Spirit that resides on the inside of us that brings you and I into the realm of true worship. Hallelujah. When you begin to think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done and provided for us, it brings out that praise from the inside, that true worship, the kind of praise that, Lord, if you don't do anything else for me, I got to say, thank you, Lord. That kind of worship. I thank you for just for who you are, which is that song that we bring on all the time when you dial into the Dream Team prayer line. Just for who you are. That's true worship. And it can take place at any time. True worship. In other words, when you think on the Lord, when you're walking in the Spirit, in other words, you're God conscious. You can still do your work, whatever you are, your assignment is for the day or whatever you're doing, but you can still have that sense of worship, that worship, that praise down on the inside. Oh, yes, the Holy Spirit leads us to true worship. And if you can praise God, worship him, at any time, anywhere, any place. Why? Because, see, God is present. And at all times, God is with us everywhere at the same time, worshiping true worship. Psalms 96 and 9 says, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him, all the earth. Come trembling before them. Another scripture says we tremble before God, realizing who he is and that he has given us another opportunity each and every day that we live. We have another opportunity to give God the praise and worship that's due his name. It says, worship him in the beauty of holiness. Come before his presence. Hallelujah. with the beauty of holiness. Our worship has to be accepted by him. We must be clothed ourselves with the holiness and the beauty of Jesus Christ, that kind of beauty that only Jesus presents and able to promote within us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 102, 100 in the second verse, it says, serve the Lord, serve him with gladness. Just because he is God, thank him. Come before his presence with singing. Glory to God. Another scripture in Psalms 37 and 4, it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. But let's look at that scripture. Many times, and I know I've done it myself too, we tend to skip over the first part of that, saying, delight yourself in the Lord. And we just skip over that sometimes and go right over into, oh, yeah, well, if I just excite myself and delight in the Lord, he'll give me the desires of my heart. Yes, that is true. But what we want to focus on, that God is a delightsome Lord. We are to make ourselves excited in him. You know, that Hebrew word for delight is enak. It commands us to find enjoyment in God. The Lord wants us to incline our hearts toward him, to learn to lean on him, to lean into Jesus, where we will discover unspeakable joy, hallelujah, and full of glory. The Bible says, in the Holy Ghost, begin to worship him in spirit and in truth. Talking about tonight, God worship. The God kind of worship. It's a new day. It's a new season. It's a new time. And you and I have been afforded the opportunity to come before God in true worship, in true holiness, and worshiping him out of the pureness and the realness of our heart. Glory to God. Rejoicing in God. Just because he is God. And I like this song, and I want to play it afterwards. It says, Lord, I rejoice in you. I thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you, God, that you have engrafted me. You've drafted me into your family. I'm in the family of God, which is the most important thing. And then, you know, when you enter into true worship, you realize it's not about us. It's not about you. It's not about your church. It's not about your position, your title, your money, or your fame or fortune. It's not about none of that stuff. But it's all about Jesus. It's all about worshiping him and lifting him up. The Bible says that the elders are praising God. The angels are praising and worshiping God all day, all night. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. If we ever get a vision of really coming before him, before God, it says, Lord, here I am. I just came to praise you. God, I say sometimes, God, I just come just to sit in your presence. There is nothing that will substitute the entering in to the presence of the Lord. Say amen to that. Oh, my God. Nothing takes the place of that. I want to say thank you. Psalms 29 and 2 says, give unto the Lord the glory that's due his name. Worship him in the Lord in his splendor of holiness. Praise God. Give him glory that's due his name. The name Jesus. When you call, it's something about calling the name of Jesus. And when you call it with a pure heart, hallelujah, there's, guess what? Something begins to turn on the inside. Hallelujah. If you just say the name Jesus, glory to God, say that name. Call Jesus, even in the midst of trouble, in the midst of pain, in the midst of turmoil, if you can't get anything out, But Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. There are times when we see accidents that are just about, that looks like we just escaped it, but we begin to call the name Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus, the name that's above all other names. His name is Jesus. So we need to diligently seek God's face and not his hand. That's what comes when you enter into the God kind of worship. God, I just come to praise you just for who you are. Hallelujah. Just because you are God. Just because you allowed me to live another day. Just because that I'm into an opportunity to praise you. I have this opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. I have the activities of my limbs. I'm still in my right mind. God, I come to praise you. I come to worship you just to seek his face. The Bible said that when we seek him, when we lift and worship him and seek him diligently, hallelujah, we need to come before his presence with thanksgiving and praise. He told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said that all these other things that we have need of, and he knows what we have need of, he said they'll be added. They'll be added to you, but seek me first. Worship me just because I am God. Hallelujah. See, Jesus is seated already on the right hand of God the Father. He's making intercession for us. So hallelujah. Think about it. The word says God, he don't slumber. He don't sleep. And he has us on his mind. Glory to God. When we go out, he said he'll preserve us. When we come back in, we're still preserved because he preserves us. Not only from right now, he says right now and forevermore. Give God the praise and glory for that. He's told us this, if my people, which are called by my name, if we just humble ourselves and then pray and then seek, he says, seek my face, not my hands, seek my face, and then turn from your wicked ways, from our wicked ways. Turn, he said. Then he says, I will hear from heaven, and then I will heal your land. Glory to God. We need healing in our homes, in our government, in our places of employment. We need healing in our schools. Why, God, we need healing, hallelujah, in the marketplace, wherever we go, in our relationship. We need healings in our church, hallelujah, that the church will be that soul-saving station, that there ought to be such a presence of God in our church that when people come in, they feel the pulling and the wooing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm talking about the God kind of worship. And the word says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That ought to be our purpose when we enter into the sanctuary. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Hallelujah. And for the wonderful works toward the children of men. The Bible says in 107 Psalms, he said, listen, let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people. We can't be afraid or ashamed to stand and give God's name to praise. We ought to lift our voices and praise him. Glory to God, because he is worthy of the praises. The Lord says, make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise unto him, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. If we come before his presence with singing, know that the Lord, he is God. That just gives us the opportunity to worship him anyway, just because he is God. And he says that he's the one who made us. He's the one that's given us the breath that we breathe. Hallelujah. We can't do anything without him. He says, without me, you can do nothing. He says, look, he made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people. Yes, and we are the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. We glorify God. We praise him because he is certainly worthy to be praised. God worship. That's what I wanted to talk to you all tonight about. And to myself, I hear the word. I hear the Spirit saying, God, I want the worship. I want your praise. He hears us when we call. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He told us, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Come before the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to play this song. It's entitled, hallelujah. It's entitled, I Want to Say Thank You. And it's by James Greer and Company, but it's featuring Maurette Brown Clark. I had the opportunity, Pastor and I had the opportunity on this past Saturday night. We actually saw her perform live, and she was so humble. She was so much down to earth. And this song right here, it fits what we're trying to say tonight, the God kind of worship. Be blessed.
If you have something to thank God for, just help us simply tell him thank you. Come on and sing, Mara.
If I never live another day.
Yes.
If I never see another smiling face.
If I never breathe.
If I never breathe another breath.
Or take another step.
Or take another step. I want to say thank you. If I never hear what's to be heard, if I never speak another word, if I never see another sight or taste another bite, I want to say thank you. Thank
Come
you.
On, company.
Oh,
Praise God. Lord, he says, if I never had another way to go, if I never had another voice to speak, but Lord, I just thank you for what you already done. Thank you for the food that you provide on my table. Thank you, Lord. If I never get another a blessing, which he constantly blesses us all the time, but Lord, I just want to say thank you. And I just praise God that I had an opportunity to share that song. When you really think about it, God, that's what when you come before him with worship. Sometimes we don't have to ask him, Lord, do this. Lord, I want you, give me. But how about blessing the Lord? That's what it means. Bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I want to praise God just because he is God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead on with our, there are people that we have on this special prayer list, and not only special prayer list, but all that you might have on your list, the names that are in the prayer box, the names that Sister Sheila puts out to us each and every week. There are many people. The people need our prayers. We need each other's prayers. Amen. I need your prayers. Pastor and I, we need your prayers as your leaders. We need to hear a fresh anointing, a fresh word from the Lord. Hallelujah. We need that. So there are people on this list that I'm just gonna call and just let you know how we want you to pray along with us. We're going to touch and agree. We're going to believe God. Amen. Praise God. We're praying continuously for Marnice and Renarda McFarland. Marnice is home from the hospital. Praise God. I believe she came home today. So we're thanking God for that. We continue to pray for Mother Dolores Liggins. Continue to pray for our Deacon Walter Brown. Praise God. We continue to pray for our brother Michael Bolden and LaShawn and his family. We are praying because we are seeing God doing great and mighty things. Oh, yes, glory to God. We thank God. We need to continue to believe God with us for Sister Wanda Royal and Brother Wesley Royal. We are praying for her healing. We are praying for her that God will just touch her body, encourage her. We are praying for Deacon Robert Cooper and Deacon Shirley Cooper, praying for him. Hallelujah. Praying for both of them that God will just keep him and just deliver and help him and get his strength in his body. Amen. Praying for Denise Sally, my sister. Praying that God will give her strength in her body. Healing for all that she needs. Respiratory healing. Hallelujah. All that she needs. We're praying for you, Denise. We're praying for Sister Doris Bolden, praise God. And we're praying that for the Johnson family. We're praying for them. We pray continuously for our Sister Betty Ann Davis. That we know that she believes God. She's standing in the gap. She's believing God, and complete healing belongs to her. Hallelujah. Healing is the children's bread. We're praying for Sister Mary Ann Heals, complete healing for her. We continue to pray for Brother David Sims and Darlene Sims, and praying that God would continue to bless them. We continue to pray even for Sister Janie Booker, that Lord will continue to raise her up, continue to strengthen her, continue to heal, not only with all these names that we have named here, but we pray for the caregivers. Hallelujah, that God will strengthen them, encourage their hearts, keep them well. Amen. And this, I'm sure there are many others that they're not able to call by name, but we are praying. Hallelujah. We're just going to believe God. And so I just praise God right now. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. We glorify your name, God. We thank you because you are God. Hallelujah, God. We worship you in spirit and in truth tonight. We worship you tonight in the beauty of holiness. We come to you, God, with pure hearts, God. We come to you, Lord, with praises. We enter in with praises and thanksgiving and worship, God, because you're so good. You are a mighty God. You are everlasting, Father. You don't change. Jesus, we know that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, God, we lean in on you. God, we lean in on you. We press in on you tonight with our praises, with glory that's due your name. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. So we call your name tonight, Jesus. We call your name, Jesus. Jesus, glory to your name, Jesus. There's power in your name. There's victory in your name, Jesus. We are more than conquerors through you, Jesus. You loved us. You gave yourself for us. We know that we can do all things through Christ, who gives us strength. Father, all these names that we have just called them, and those that we didn't call, God, you know us. You know us individually. You know us collectively. You know what we stand in need of, God. God, we know at the same time, you're omnipresent, you're omnipotent, you're omniscient, God. You are a mighty good God. Hallelujah. You are the Lord, thy God, who heals us, who have healed us, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. You were wounded for our transgressions. God, you were bruised for our iniquities. On your heart, hallelujah, on your shoulders. Hallelujah, God. Oh, my God. Our peace was upon you. God, we lean in on you tonight. You bore our sins and sicknesses and diseases, Jesus, in your body, on the cross. And Father, we thank you, God, that by your stripes we are healed. By your stripes we were healed. By your stripes we are healed spiritually. By your stripes we are healed physically. By your stripes, God, even the relationships are healed. When you said on the cross, Father, it is finished. You know what we have need of. So, God, we rest in on you. We lean in on you tonight. We depend in on you. We're looking to you, God. You're the author. You're the finisher of our faith tonight. We lift, God, all the things, God, in our hearts, Lord. We lay them at the altar. We lay them at the altar before you. We thank you, Lord. You know us, God. You know us better than we know ourselves. You already know what we have need of. So we come before you with thanksgiving. We come before you with praise. We lift up your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our families. We thank you, Lord, for our children, God. We thank you, Lord, for the protection that you have given us, Lord, even as we slumber and we sleep in the night hour. God, you keep those angels up and camp around about us that keep us, Lord, in all our ways. And God, I'm asking you, Lord, to save and deliver. We need a revival, God. We pray it on this line, all those that's on this line, that you would touch, stir up their hearts, stir up their pure mind. Hallelujah. Stir up that God kind of worship in every person that's listening to the sound of this prayer, that God, you will move by your spirit. Holy Ghost, move by your spirit. Let your will be done. Holy Ghost, have your way in our lives. Lead and guide us. Sharpen our ears. Sharpen our ears, God. Sharpen our hearts, God, that we will hear your voice, that we will hear clear direction. Move by your spirit, God. We're in a new year. You allowed us, God, to enter into a new time. It's a new season. It's a new season, God. Have your way, God. Raise us up where we belong, God. Give us that hunger. Give us that thirst after righteousness. God, that we will just go wholeheartedly and worship you, God. Worship you, God, with pure hearts, with clean minds, with clean spirit, God. God, hallelujah. Just like David said, created us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, oh God. Have your way. You the one that made us. We know that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. But God, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Oh my God. Send revival, God. We need revival in our churches. We need revival in this land. We need revival, God, as never before, God. We need revival. Even stir up among the called preachers, those that are called by your name. Stir them up, Lord. The bishops, the pastors, the leaders. Give them vision, God, in the name of Jesus. Stir them up, God. God, we are praying. As your word says, if my people who are called by my name, if we would pray, we would humble ourselves, and we would turn from our wicked ways, you promised to hear from heaven. We know that you will heal this land. So we're asking for healing in our land, God, in the name of Jesus, healing in the church, God. God, my God, there's so much scandal of things going on, Lord. Well, your God, your word is true. But God, help us to take accountability for ourselves, accountability for our actions, accountability for how we think. Let us have the same mind in us that's also in Christ Jesus, God. Clean our minds. Help us to have that pure heart. We need you to clean us, God. God, if there's anything in our heart that's not like you, God, we ask you to cleanse us. Take it out. Build us up, God, in the name of Jesus. Fix us, Lord, where we need fixing. We repent, God, that we take inventory of ourselves, God. We need to be ready, God. If we can keep our minds stayed on you, you promise to keep us in perfect peace. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask that you bless our church. Bless our church family. God, just raise us up. Take us to a new level. Do a new thing in our hearts, God. In the name of Jesus, bless Pastor Ollie Bolden. Strengthen him, God. Give him a fresh anointing, a fresh vision. Oh, my God, a fresh boldness before you to stand and proclaim what thus saith the Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, our church, we need to finish strong. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, help us to take individual accountability. In Jesus' mighty name, let your will be done. Not only our church, for all the churches, for those pastors, oh God, strengthen them on every hand. Give them people that will hold up their arms and keep them in prayer. Lift them up, God. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to keep on the whole armor of God, that we be able to stand against the fiery wiles of the enemy, realizing, God, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against the principalities, wicked spirits in high places. The battle belongs to you, Lord, but we want to stand equipped, God. We want our head, helmet of salvation. We want our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Our loins girt about with truth. We take the sword of the Spirit. Father, help us, God, to keep on the whole armor, because we are living in the last of the last days. And God, that we want to keep our focus on you. We want to give you the praise and the glory that's due your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, get glory out of our lives. We want you to look at us and smile on us. Hallelujah. Father, we realize it's not by power, neither is it by might, but it's by your Spirit, saith the Lord. And God, we look to you. We look to you. Our faces are lightened. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. Have your way. Every person on this line, God, and their families and all that's connected with them. Hallelujah. That you would strengthen them, that you would give them victory, victory, God, in their body, victory in their health, victory in their homes, victory in their finances, victory, God, in their stand with you, God, victory, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would grow us up in you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Satan, we come against all the forces of darkness. We bind it. Father, you said whatsoever things we bind on earth, we bound in heaven, whatsoever things we loose on earth, it be loose in heaven. So we bind the enemy. We bind his forces. We bind the things that he tried to hinder us. He tried to keep us, trying to make us give up, but we're not going to give up. So, Father, we ask that you loose the anointing, loose the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, loose your presence, God, in us and surround us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you would loose ministering angels that would encamp around about us day in and day out, God, that we will walk in the light as you're in the light, that we will have fellowship one with the other in the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, God, we give your name praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. God, we give you honor. We do worship you, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth. Allow the joy of the Lord to be our strength. Hallelujah. We look to you. Glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name, and for his glory, we ask these blessings and these praises to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We praise God. I've unmuted this line so that you can offer up the praise, so that you can worship him. Hallelujah. You can worship him now. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We thank you for opportunity. We thank you. We thank you for the peace of God. We thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for true worship. Glory to your name. We thank you for the victory, God. We thank you for answered prayers tonight. We bless you. Hallelujah. Glory tonight. Thank you, Lord, for our healing tonight, for our deliverance tonight. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you for all that you have done. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. God, I thank you. Thank you even for Reverend Anderson, how you've raised her up, how you've healing her body, how you're strengthening her. But I thank you, Lord, for every person on this line. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for Brother Douglas Brown, how you're raising him up, how you're healing his body, how you're strengthening him, his faith in you, God. We thank you for the challenges that we go through because, God, we know that you're bringing us out. We thank you, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. Amen. Glory to God. We bless you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I thank you. Thank everybody on this line tonight. We praise God for you for joining us. We thank you. I didn't have an opportunity to call all the names. I see all your names. I saw about 35, 37, 38 names out here tonight. But I praise God for every one of you and your family. So you pray for us. Pray that we will grow up and grow in God, and that God will strengthen us and strengthen you in your faith. Pastor loves you. I love you. We look forward to seeing you all even on Sunday, and love on somebody. Invite someone to come on this Dream Team prayer line. Praise God that you're able to share this with someone else. Share it, that they can be blessed just like you. Glory to God, and we thank you for that. And God bless you. Have a blessed night and be blessed of the Lord. Amen?
Yes.
God bless you.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night. Amen.
Good night. Praise God.